na i e ha. Shema, 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 shema.
Shalom, shalom, shana tova, and boker tov to all of you. Good morning. This is your radio rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello, and I am so happy to be with you today, and I hope you are all doing well. I know a lot of my listeners are in the state of Florida, and I know you're in recovery mode, so stay calm, stay patient, reach out and help. If you're feeling really, really down, if it's getting overwhelming, reach out and help someone else. I know that from personal experience that that will lift the burden from your soul. So I hope the recovery efforts are going well. I'm still here in Italy. That's one of the reasons why I say I hope they are, because I'm not with you. Four airline tickets later, and I'm still waiting to get a seat on a plane out of Charlotte to Sarasota and be back home on U.S. soil. This is AM 930, The Answer, and we're so happy that you're with us all, that you're with us today. Tampa Bay, good morning, and happy recovery, and Shana Tova, happy new year. We have listeners in Brussels, Berlin, Dusseldorf, London, Amsterdam, and we always like to say hi to Dubai, not to mention Singapore, and a lot of places around the world. How are they listening? Well, they're listening live stream on their computers, so you can do that too. Just go to my website, rabbibarbara.com, scroll down to the Radio Rabbi. You can listen to the current show live, or you can listen to an archived show back in the day, as we like to say. So it's very, very nice to be able to be with you on whatever device you happen to be listening on. And, of course, we know no one would be listening on any devices anywhere if it weren't for producer Mr. Bill. Good morning, Boker Tov, and Shana Tova.
Shana Tova, Rabbi.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bill. You are speaking Hebrew.
I'm always working on it.
Like an Israeli. And so tell us, how did you fare in the storm? Come through it okay?
Personally, I am proud to say, outside of a big old mess in the yard, we have sustained zero damage.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so glad. That's true of a lot of folks. How about the station? How is Salem Communications doing up there in Tampa?
It got tricky, but the folks in charge hunkered down, as they said, way too many times over the weekend and kept us on the air.
Oh, mazel tov. Well, wonderful. Well, we know that you're keeping Radio Rabbi on the air today, and we thank you so very, very much. And we say Boker Tov and Shana Tova to our Christian friends on their way to church or making their way back from the early service. And we also want to greet all of our first responders, the power crews that are staged all over the state of Florida, coming from all over the United States. We thank you so very much for being with us, for helping out. You're away from your family, away from your friends. You're doing God's work here, and we appreciate it. Now, the greeting, of course, is Shana Tova for a good, sweet, and happy new year. And we want to say a Shana Tova to three friends that joined me in the synagogue this past week. They were visiting in our little mountain town here in Italy, all the way from Buenos Aires. So it was really wonderful to have all of them with us as well. And we know, of course, that our charter sponsor, Sleep King of Sarasota, deserves a Todah Rabah and a Shana Tova too. Today is September 17th, 2017, which is the 26th day in the Hebrew month of Elul in the year 5777 on the Hebrew calendar. And we are just 3 days away from Rosh Hashanah. It is Elul still. It is still the month of preparation. And we do have an interesting program for you this morning. We've got a wonderful meditation coming up. I hope you're going to enjoy it. It's called Oy, Yoy, Yoy, Yoy. That's what it's called. Yes, indeed. But before we get started, we have a wonderful Rosh Hashanah melody to get us all in the mood of a happy and sweet new year. Let's listen.
Shana Shana Tova, לדוד גיבור אשר על המשמרת ולכל נותר בעיר בכפר ברכת חזק נמסרת
שנה טובה שנה
was Happy New Year, right? Shana Tova. That's how you say it in Hebrew. That's how you can greet each other as we celebrate 5,778 coming up later on this week right here on the Radio Rabbi program. I am the Radio Rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello, and we thank you so much for listening to us today on AM 930 The Answer. It's very good with us. And as we have said throughout the month of Elul, that reading Psalm 27, how important it is, and reading it every day kind of gets us in the mood and gets us in the spirit for the days of Elul. Now, we know that Rosh Hashanah celebrates the birthday of the world, and then we have those days in between, the Chol HaMoed. We have the holy days in between that allow us to really examine our consciences and to determine if indeed we need to make apologies, so that when we get to Yom Kippur and that very last service called Milah, when the gates are closing symbolically, we're standing before the open ark and we're asking God's forgiveness, knowing that we have asked for forgiveness from those we've hurt, and others have come to us asking for forgiveness and we have granted it as well. A psalm of fearless trust in God to be read every day during the month of Elul. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me, and he will lift me up upon a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me, though. Do not turn your servant away in anger, because you have been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me, God of my salvation. For my father and mother, they may have forsaken me, but the Lord will always take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Psalm 27, a psalm of fearless trust in God, right here on the Radio Rabbi program, the last few days of the Hebrew month of Elul, as we prepare to celebrate the birthday of the world. Yes, indeed. Celebrate the joyful, very joyful part of our high holy days, Rosh Hashanah. And of course, we know what we do at Rosh Hashanah, don't we? Right? We dip apples in honey. That's our song. Let's listen.
Apples and honey are good. Want to dip another, but I probably should not. I got so many at home. Oh, oh, oh.
It's been a long, long year. The Jews everywhere. Now the holiday season is in the air. I'm singing like I can't wait for the New Year feast tonight. Because in 10 more days, we won't eat a bite. Yom Kippur like,
oh, baby, oh, maybe.
Cause I'm the sea arrive, baby. My king is already got all of my love.
So apples and honey are good. Wanna dip another, but I probably should not. I've got so many at home. And if I stay, I might just eat them all. Apples and honey are good. Wanna dip another, but I probably should not. So I've got a bit of a do. May your year be sweet and new.
Fail. Now check it out. I've got God and He's got me. So I'll throw my sins to the fish and sea. I'm thinking like,
oh baby, oh maybe.
I've got no more wrongs,
baby.
My king is already got all of my love.
So apples and honey are good. Wanna dip another, but I probably should not. I've got so many at home. And if I stay, I might just eat them all. Apples and honey are good. Wanna dip another, but I probably should not. So I've got two. May your year be sweet and
new.
Sweet and new.
Good, wanna tip another, but I probably should not. I've got so many at home, and if I stay, I might just eat them all.
Apples and honey are good, wanna tip another, but I probably should not. So I've got a bit of a do, may your year be sweet. And apples and honey are good, wanna tip another, but I probably should not. I've got so many at home, and if I stay, I might just eat them all. Apples and honey are good, wanna tip another, but I probably should not. So I've got a bit of a do, may your year be sweet.
Apples and honey are good. Yes, indeed. That is traditional for the new year. We dip apples because apples are round and we are celebrating, as we said earlier, the birthday of the world. And honey for a sweet new year right here in our synagogue, synagogue near Tamid del Sud, right on our mountaintop here in southern Italy in the toe of the boot. We're going to have a shofar service and dip apples and honey and do a little Rosh Hashanah singing as well, not only with our congregants, but also with some of the scouts from town and some of the folks from the church as well. So we like to get together and do ecumenical things, which is a very, very nice thing to do. Right here on the Radio Rabbi program, I am your Radio Rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello. This is AM 930 The Answer, and it is very, very nice to be with you today celebrating the Jewish New Year that is that's starting very soon. Now, are you going to be celebrating at home? We're going to talk about how to do that here in just a moment. Or maybe you'd like to watch virtually. In other words, you'd like to watch a live stream of a Rosh Hashanah service there. You can do that as well. We'll be talking about that here in just a moment. But I want to share with you a poem in a way. I guess it is. It's called Oy, Yoy, Yoy, Yoy. And not long ago in the Jewish Forward, I found an article written by J.J. Goldberg. It grabbed my attention. The name of the article was Jarring and Funny All at the Same Time, because Goldberg writes, it's hard to repent when it's everybody else's fault. So as we prepare to repent, as we examine our souls and craft our own special list of al-hetz, which is all of the times during the past year that we our behavior missed the mark, we can use the Rabbi Levinsky takeoff on the Goldberg article. It's called Oy, 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 Oy. It's so hard to repent when it's everybody else's fault. Here goes. Oy, 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 Oy. It's not my fault. It wasn't me. It wasn't so bad. And anyway, he deserved it. Oy, 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 Oy. Everyone was doing it. It didn't hurt anybody. Get over it already. You're way too sensitive. Oy, 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 Oy. I mean, it's just the way I am. Nobody's perfect. I had to. I needed to. I couldn't help myself. Oy, 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 Oy. Well, think of everything good that I do. I've had the very best of intentions. It's really not as bad as what a lot of other people get away with every single day. Oy, 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 Oy. It's not my fault. It wasn't me. It wasn't so bad anyway. She deserved it. Oy, 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 Oy. Apologizing doesn't always mean that you're wrong and the other person is right. It just means that you value your relationship more than your ego. Right here on the Radio Rabbi program. Oy, 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 Oy. How about that? Well, we have a wonderful piece for you right now. It's not a piece of music, but it is called How to Celebrate Rosh Hashanah. You might want to Google this because it's a wonderful YouTube video, too. And if you are at home and you're wondering exactly what you should do for Rosh Hashanah, let's listen.
How to Celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, known as the Jewish New Year, begins the Jewish High Holidays, a time of reflection, charity, and new beginnings in the Hebrew calendar. Here's how to celebrate it. You will need a dinner, two candles and candlesticks, kosher wine, a large round challah bread, sliced apples, honey, and a flowing body of water. Step 1. Clear your schedule. Rosh Hashanah falls on a different day each year, usually in September. A two-day celebration starts at sundown, the evening before the first full day. Step 2. Start the holiday with a family dinner on the first night. The meal may include gefilte fish, matzah ball soup, roast chicken or brisket, carrot simis, and pomegranate. Greet everyone by saying L'shana Tova, which in Hebrew means for a good year. Step 3. Light the candles and say the ritual blessings over them. Recite the Kiddush, or blessing over the wine, and the blessing over the challah bread. Pass the challah around for everyone to break off a piece, and dip the bread in slices of apples in honey in the hope that the new year will be sweet. The circular shape of the challah bread represents the cycle of the year and of life. Step 4. Go to temple. Most synagogues have an all-day program that includes songs, prayers, readings, sermons, and the story of the binding of Isaac from the Torah. One of the holiday's mitzvot, or commandments, is to hear the ram's horn, o shofar, which serves as a call to examine your behavior. Step 5. After services, follow the rabbi to a flowing body of water for a ritual known as tashlich. Some tashlich ceremonies include tossing bits of bread into the water to symbolize letting go of your sins. Step 6. Reflect on the past year and the year to come. Take time to remember the less fortunate and include charitable giving in your Rosh Hashanah celebrations. Did you know, in the Bible, Rosh Hashanah is referred to as Yom HaZikaron, Day of Remembrance, or Yom Truah, Day of Shofar Blowing.
I hope you got that. Yes, indeed. You see, it's not all that hard to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, not all that hard at all. And I do want to point out to you that the 92nd Street Y, 92Y, has a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur service with Rabbi Elka Abramson and cantorial soloist Josh Nelson. Now, you can just Google 92Y.org, 92Y.org, High Holy Days, and there you can be part of a Rosh Hashanah service or a Yom Kippur service or both by watching it on your computer. It is live and interactive. So how about that? Lots and lots of ways to celebrate. Even if you haven't done it for a really, really long time, this can be the year that that you make that change and enjoy the camaraderie, even virtually, of being together with the Mishpucha, our wide and large extended Jewish family. I found something about something written by Gabe Friedman that I want to share with you. 11 inspiring Jews who died in 5,777, the past Hebrew year. Gabe writes that it's always difficult to whittle down the list of influential Jews who died in a given year, but this year the task seemed to be especially tough. The number of Jews who left historic marks on their fields and more broadly on Jewish culture was remarkable. And so as the year 5,777 draws to a close, there are some members of the tribe representing areas as diverse as pop culture to politics that we've mourned since the last Rosh Hashanah. Carrie Fisher. She was 60 years old, and most of us know Carrie Fisher because of her iconic role as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars films, but her tumultuous career extended quite beyond that. The actress, who struggled with addiction to cocaine and prescription medications, also wrote 4 novels and 3 memoirs, along with acting in dozens of other films. Fisher landed the Star Wars role as a relative unknown, despite being the daughter of the Jewish singer Eddie Fisher and the movie star Debbie Reynolds. After she died of a heart attack in December, her only child pointed out that Carrie Fisher's real cause of death was her substance abuse issues. Leonard Cohen. He passed away at 82 years old. He was the grandson of a rabbi who grew up in an Orthodox home in Montreal. He became one of the most beloved folk artists of the 20th and 21st centuries. Leonard Cohen launched his music career late, releasing his first album when he was 33 years old after writing multiple books of poetry. But he would go on to release 13 more records and often incorporate Jewish themes into his meticulously crafted songs. His song Hallelujah, which we'll hear later on in the program, became one of the most covered and revered songs in pop music history. And just weeks before his death, in November, Cohen released his final album, which included a track featuring a chorus singing I'm Ready, My Lord. Simone Veil was 89 years old. Fewer than 70 people have been awarded France's Grand Cross of the Legion of Honor, but Simone Veil, a Holocaust survivor who became a pillar of French politics, was one of them. After making it out of both Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, Veil became a lawyer and served France's Minister of Health and later as President of the European Parliament. She also was one of the few female members of the prestigious French Académie Française, and spearheaded the legalization of abortion in France in the 1970s. They all died in June, less than a month from her 90th birthday. And of course, at 91 years old, beloved Jerry Lewis. Don't let the funny man's stage name fool you. Jerry Lewis was born Joseph Levitch to parents who performed on the Borscht Belt hotel circuit. Lewis, who died of cardiac disease in August, rose to prominence as part of a duo with Dean Martin, with whom he made over a dozen wacky comedy films from 1949 to 1956. He would go on to star in dozens of other films, including The Nutty Professor, yes, the original one, well before Eddie Murphy's 1996 remake, and Martin Scorsese's The King of Comedy. At 99 years old, Zsa Gabor. Though this legendary Hollywood socialite and sex symbol was buried in a Catholic cemetery, she had Jewish roots because she was born to Hungarian Jewish parents in Budapest. She was called Sari Gabor, and she was married 9 times and appeared in films such as Moulin Rouge and Lovely to Look At. Her life was a tumultuous public affair. She had been called the first celebrity to be famous for being famous. Zsa Gabor died in February, less than 2 months from her 100th birthday. Don Rickles passed away at 90 years old. The well-known comic named Mr. Warmth, who loved to hurl insults at his audience members, was also a serious actor. He trained at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. He appeared in countless TV shows, performed stand-up into his 80s, and acted alongside legends such as Clark Gable and Clint Eastwood on the silver screen. Younger audiences know him as the voice of Mr. Potato Head in the Toy Story. He passed away in April from kidney failure. Vera Rubin, at 88 years old, without this groundbreaking scientist, we still might not understand what 20% of the universe is made up of, dark matter. Rubin, an astronomer from Philadelphia, discovered that galaxies don't rotate the way previous scientific models led us to believe, which led to the proof of the invisible, undetectable stuff that makes up nearly a third of our world. Rubin, who passed away in December, once said that science was separate from religion. She said, "I'm Jewish, and so religion to me is a kind of moral code and a kind of history. I try to do my science in a moral way. I believe that ideally science should be looked upon as something that helps us understand our role in the universe." And most of us remember Otto Warmbier at 22 years old. After being held in North Korea for more than 17 months for allegedly tearing down a propaganda poster during a student tour, Otto Warmbier was released comatose in June. He did not survive his injuries. Warmbier died a week after being returned to the United States. JTA reported that he was an active member at the University of Virginia Hillel, but North Korea's narrative said that Warmbier stole the poster for an American church. So his Jewish identity was kept under wraps so as not to embarrass North Korea during negotiations for the release of the student. If that's what their story is, there's no point fighting it if your objective is to get him out, the family spokesperson explained. Warmbier had been sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. At 105, Ruth Gruber. Among the impressive accomplishments on Ruth Gruber's resume, a pioneering reporting stint in the Soviet Arctic, a trip ordered by President Franklin Roosevelt to comfort post-Holocaust Jewish refugees, and reportage of the Nuremberg trials and Operation Moses. The writer, who will go down as one of the 20th century's most important journalists, Jewish or not, began her career at the New York Herald Tribune in 1947, and as we said, she lived to be 105. Henry Heimlich. Yes, it's that Heimlich, the person who invented the Heimlich maneuver that has saved countless numbers of choking people since its inception in 1974. Dr. Henry Heimlich was a thoracic surgeon born to Jewish parents in Wilmington, Delaware. Besides the famous life-saving method, he also invented the chest drainage flutter valve known as the Heimlich valve. He died last December from complications following a heart attack, and he was 96 years old. At 98, Sarah Lehman passed away, a longtime Democrat Party activist. She was advisor on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a friend of the Clintons, and described herself as first a Jew, second a Democrat, and above all a feminist. Sarah Ehrman may be most famous for advising Hillary Clinton not to move to Arkansas to marry Bill. And though she worked on George McGovern's 1972 presidential campaign and later advised President Clinton on Israeli-Arab peacemaking, she also helped organize Bill Clinton's first trip as president to Israel. She served as AIPAC's political director and later worked with J Street. She died in June, more than 50 years after her entree into politics. 11 Jews that we've lost passed away during 5,777, and may their memories be forever for a blessing. May they rest in peace in God's loving arms, and let us say, Amen. A regular feature here on the Radio Rabbi program is the Misha Berak prayer. We pray for those in need of healing, those who are ill. As the Kabbalists taught us, there is greater strength when we pray together than when we pray alone. And you've asked me to remember a number of people for the Misha Berak prayer, and they are today Muriel and Dennis, Ralph and Becky, James and Annie, Victoria, Iris, Sandy, Andrea, Sandro, Helen, Elaine, Darian, and Leanne. And we remember also all of those who are suffering the great loss of their homes and their possessions and maybe their peace of mind during hurricanes Harvey and Irma. And now say aloud the names of your friends and family members who are ill. Do that right now so we can enlarge that spiritual energy. Yes, as we listen to Debbie Friedman and Alicia Barenberg.
For healing,
sung by Debbie Friedman of Blessed Memory, the CD Renewal of Spirit, a regular feature here on the Radio Rabbi program. And, of course, another regular feature for all of us is Sleep King of Sarasota, our charter sponsor for almost 16 years. And Sleep King is doing well. They boarded up, as all of you, many of you did, and the store is up and running and ready for business. Maybe you got a little water into the condo. Maybe the mattress is soaked, and maybe it's time to get a new one. If you remember Larry Cohen of Blessed Memory, buy it today, sleep on it tonight, even if we have to carry it on our backs. That's part of Sarasota's history, isn't it? You could be part of Sarasota's history as well. Stop by Sleep King of Sarasota and wish them a Shana Tova, and I know they will wish it back right back to you, a happy and healthy new year. Where do you find them? 1901 Hanson Street. You can give them a call and find out what the specials are. 941-922-5271. 941-922-5271. You'll find all of the best sleep products that you could ever wish for right in the Sleep King store. Hospital beds, platform beds, day beds, headboards, bed frames, pillows, mattress pads, mattress encasement, allergy bedding, and I know you don't like to hear this, but bed bug protectors too. But Steve Prophet, the manager, knows that above all, the mattress that you sleep on is most important. So come by and stretch out on a beauty rest, a True Energy, maybe a Comfortpedic. How about a Stearns & Foster or a Posturepedic or an Optimum? Maybe the iComfort, which is the one that I bought and really like. Perfect Sleeper, the Visco Foam and Latex Memory Foam mattresses as well. Or maybe the hybrid mattresses, which offer you a box spring as well as foam memory. Steve likes to say it's the best of both worlds. And we know that Sleep King is certainly a pillar of our community, philanthropic as they have been for so many years, and not one single complaint over 35 years to the Better Business Bureau. That's saying something, isn't it? So stop on by, wish them a Shana Tova, and let them know you are a listener of the Radio Rabbi program. I know the staff would very much appreciate it, and we thank you so very, very much again for being a church sponsor of the Radio Rabbi program. Some more songs of the season. We have two coming up here, and Lashana Tova Tikatevu and Ve'al Kulam. Let's listen.
Lashana Tova Tikatevu, Lashana Tova Tikatevu, 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 Lashana Tova Tikatevu, Lashana Tova Tikatevu. Have a good new year, a sweet new year. Life anew.
Shana Tova Tiktatevo. How about that? May you be inscribed for another year in the good book of life. A lovely image, isn't it? Have our names inscribed in the book of life for a good year, a happy year, a healthy year. Right here on the Radio Rabbi program, I am your Radio Rabbi, Rabbi Barbara Aiello. This is AM 930 The Answer, or maybe you're listening to us on FM 103.1 or 93.7, or maybe you're listening live stream wherever you are, however you're listening. We're so happy that you are with us. Well, you know, we've talked over the years about some of the animated characters that have Jewish roots, Betty Boop, Paddington Bear, Superman. Well, how about Bambi? The author of Bambi, A Life in the Woods, a man by the name of Felix Salten, was born in Budapest on September 5th in 1869. Now, when he was a small child, his parents brought him to Vienna for a really important reason, actually. Jews had been granted full citizenship there. And so he became a prolific writer of books, plays, short stories, operetta, librettos, and essays, as well as an anonymously published erotic novel called Josephine Mutzenbacher. Salten became the president of the Austrian PEN, or Penn Society, in 1927, 4 years after the publication of his most famous work, which was Bambi, A Life in the Woods. In 1928, Bambi was translated into English and became an immediate bestseller. But in 1933, Salten sold the rights to a film director for $1,000. And when the Disney Studios produced its famous movie, the Bambi movie, do you know the first year of the Bambi movie? 1942. Well, Felix Salten saw no royalties, nicht, nada, niente. By then, he had other problems to contend with. However, the Nazis had banned his writings in 1936 and taken over Austria in 1938, forcing Salten to move to Switzerland, where he passed away in 1945. So another one of our famous animated characters to add to the list, Betty Boop, Paddington Bear, Superman, and Bambi, all sharing Jewish roots. How about that? Now, I did promise you that I would tell you about a wonderful conference coming up not too far away from the Sarasota area, and I know that a lot of folks are listening in the Philadelphia area or up and down the East Coast. It is the 27th conference of the Society for Crypto-Judaic Studies called Crypto-Judaism in the Americas, and it will happen on November 5th through 7th, 2017, and that is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It will be held at the Museum of American Jewish History, along with Mikveh Israel and the adjacent Spanish and Portuguese synagogue that was founded all the way back in 1740. And both of these are located in the heart of Philadelphia's historic district. This year's theme, as we said, is called Crypto-Judaism in America, and you'll learn in the Americas, history, sociology, literature, music, and art. And many crypto-Jews were converts to Christianity who fled to North Africa, to the Mediterranean countries, well, to southern Italy, as we talk about often, and to the new world of what is today Mexico, the American Southwest, as well as to Central and South America, all the while hiding their Jewish past. There will be panels and presentations by noted scholars. Attendees will hear from individuals describing their own personal discoveries of their own Jewish history. And maybe one of the most important will be a genealogy DNA workshop held on Sunday, November 5th, led by Jewish genealogists, and will cover Sephardic resources and genealogy. And the workshop is included in the full registration price. So if you want to know more, CryptoJews.com, CryptoJews.com. For more information about this wonderful conference, and my good colleague and good friend Robin Helsner and her Robin Helsner Trio will be performing wonderful Sephardic music as well. So I hope that you will have an opportunity to enjoy this wonderful meeting, which is not too far away. How about that? Well, we know that Leonard Cohen had passed away during this past year, but not before he wrote his most famous of all of the music that he wrote over throughout his long career, the Israeli Defense Forces, the Israeli soldiers, the chorus singing Hallelujah.
Shamati she'David in'im akot pra'im le'Elohim ve'she'ata sonet avim yadua akol dagum u'mistorim ino nofel majom mamri u'melech mevulbal shar haleluya טבלה על גג מולך יפה וירחית עד זעזוע והיא שברה את כתרך והיא גזרה את שערך ושם קשור זימרת הללויה הללויה
נסעתי שם לשווא אני לא ממש זוכר עכשיו האם זה משנה לך מדוע בכל מילה ושם יש אור לא חשוב אם המזמור הוא שבר או שלמות של שליחים שלי חזרו מפישתק ידיי דיברו דבריי היו אמת לא תטוע וגם אם השתבש הכל
Hebrew by the Israeli Defense Force Chorus. Right here on the Radio Rabbi program. I hope you enjoyed our special music today and some of our special thoughts for Rosh Hashanah. Shana Tova to everyone. And the new year, of course, brings a lot of changes. And our beloved sponsor, Sleep King, is unable to continue sponsoring the Radio Rabbi program. We thank you for almost 16 years, and we ask all of our listeners to put on your thinking caps. If you know someone, a business that would like to sponsor the Radio Rabbi program, by all means, direct them to my website, rabbibarbara.com, and to the Radio Rabbi program there, as well as archive shows to find out what we do. And I make a contact, and I will give them a call personally, and we'll try to work something out. If we don't come up with something soon, October 1st will be our last show. And thank you all for listening, and let's all hope for the best, because Radio Rabbi is a pluralistic program. And what do we mean by that? Reformer, progressive, orthodox or reconstructionist, conservative, renewal, humanistic, Ashkenazic or Sephardic, B'nai Anusim, that means your family was once crypto-Jewish, Meranos or Conversos like mine, a cultural, secular or even a gastronomical Jew. Do you like the honey cake and the apples and honey? We are all part of the Mishpucha, which means we're part of a worldwide wonderful Jewish family. As we say to you, welcome home. This is Rabbi Barbara Aiello, your radio rabbi. We'll see you next week on AM 930, The Answer, FM 103.1 and 93.7. Shana Tova and a happy, sweet new year.